Welcome to TTC On The Go.
Hey, welcome back to TTC for Success On The Go. This is Arish. I'm coming to you today to talk about the idea of how we survive and how we cope. Many of you have been in survival mode probably most of your life, and you may or may not be aware of it. Survival mode is a term that is loosely thrown around, but essentially what we're talking about is when you have to cope with all sorts of adverse situations, and sometimes you're thrown into traumatic outcomes that you really didn't have the mental fortitude to plan for or prevent. It just got thrown on you. And if you're listening to this today and you're shaking your head, you probably can understand that this is something that people don't really like to talk about. It's a private situation. Often when we seek advice or guidance, we're judged. I can speak from experience. Survival mode is not something I do particularly well in because I find my anxiety levels are higher, my blood pressure rises, and I'm not a nice person to be around when I'm in that because I'm making very quick, specific decisions. And it ruins the quality of your life. You can't just smell the flowers anymore because you are so preoccupied with just getting through the next 5 minutes. So let's talk about this from a different way. A different way of looking at what it is we do when we're living. Now, here's the interesting thing about survival mode. It is learned. 10 to 1, you're second or third generation survival mode, maybe even longer. Even if you have difficulties in your life right now, maybe a child with extreme care needs, behavioral issues, you're dealing with somebody who's got mental health problems that are unstable, I guarantee if you were to do your family, you know, tree and you look back in your history and the history before that, those problems have been there. And the way you learn to cope with them may have come from that, if not in reaction to that history. Does that make sense? In other words, we don't get into these conundrums by ourselves. Our thinking and our planning abilities come from somewhere else, and then we adapt. Sometimes we adapt for the positive, sometimes for the negative. So if it's not working for you right now, and you're feeling very trapped, you know, by your circumstances, and you're starting to have that core value of nothing ever works right for me, it's always going to be bad, okay, stop the press. It's time to shift. You may not be able to get that support from your family and loved ones. You may have to go outside of that circle, okay? Maybe a professional, maybe somebody who's spiritual. Any way you feel comfortable seeking that reflective contemplation, you need to do it. Because once you get outside that little box that you've been in, you realize, oh my gosh, this was not sealed. I could have jumped out of this situation anytime I wanted to, but I chose to stay in it. You see, you're thinking adapts to your measures of success or failure. And if we're experiencing what we perceive as failure too often, it then causes us to change our thinking mode so that everything is in alignment. You know, it's what they call homeostasis. You know, if the car has two tires that are flat, you're used to driving on that. You put those air in that tire and then that second one too, and you're not going to be used to the way that car rides. It's going to feel really weird for you. That's the whole process of trauma training. When you go through healing for PTSD, through other traumatic events, you're a recovering addict, or you've experienced domestic violence, you know, you have to recalibrate yourself because for a long time you've been functioning on something that wasn't balanced. Same thing for survival mode. It's a product of that. And so we really have to examine our thinking and our doing and then really look at the outcomes. Are they always that bad? Because if you ask somebody from the outside in, they're probably not going to see what you see and they're definitely not feeling what you're seeing. Are we catastrophizing everything because that's more comfortable for us? Are we predicting that things will go wrong so we don't have to experience that shock and that pain? These are questions you'll want to examine. I'm going to continue to do a couple more series related to the survival mode, but I want you to understand something. Fear is not real. It is something we manifest. So by that theory, you're in control of it. You want to keep it? Keep it. You want to lose it? Take control and figure out a way to flip it around and reframe how you're experiencing things so that your reactivity is in your control. All right, folks, try this out. You got this. Be well.